If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
Something else that happened on Monday was that Tswane Mayor Nasipi Moyo, Dr. Nasipi Moyo, posted on a Twitter page that they had just disconnected a client that was defaulting and not paying for services. Specifically electricity services.
It's the Tswanea Dima.
Yebu. And that campaign has been going on for a while. Like, I remember when I was still doing Kaya Drive even. Mm-hmm. Different mayor, different party governing Tswane, still Zaikala. Now, the problem was that this was a hospital.
Oh.
Not just any hospital. Rescopi's hospital. Right?
Awa.
For the mentally ill. Let me start off by saying, whenever somebody doesn't pay you for your services, they are impeding your ability to deliver those services. Mm-hmm. And so there may be other people that need the services that will also get these vouchers now, even though they've paid for theirs. Mm-hmm. Rescopi's hospital owed more than R1 million.
That's insane.
We are told, right? That's the first thing. The second thing is, I was on air when the news of Life is Dimeni broke. I remember I was still at 702 and I thought it was horrific. Since then, we've actually had an inquiry into the matter and it was found to be a failure of government. Mm. There should never be a point where healthcare is not delivered for any reason. And in fact, still on this electricity matter, when Pravin Gordhan was still alive, you remember that there was a court ruling that said that hospitals should be exempt from load shedding.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And he fought it to the hilt, but they were like, no, there's just no way. So I keep that in mind as well. However, the third thing that we need to know is that Rescopi's hospital has alternative backup power. So when they disconnected them, it wasn't like the people and the patients were left with nothing. So they continue to work 24/7, we are told. And so everything functions normally. And then I suppose the last thing is the people that are responsible for paying for the bill is the Gauteng Department of Health. So you got to keep in mind that Tswane is now governed by the DA and they're not part of Gauteng. So Department of Health is impeding, or not, sorry, DA, Action SA. Mm. Yeah, because who Dr. Nasipi is from is from Action SA. So Gauteng Department of Health is now impeding Action SA from delivering to their citizens in Tswane. Those are four things that we need to keep in mind when we discuss this very nuanced issue. Vunda, I'll start with you because I want to give you all the time. Yeah,
it's a difficult one because someone could place the burden on Dr. Moya to say that, listen, you're now going to switch off a hospital. It provides an essential or key service to the community. But then again, you say, okay, if it is an essential service, then the Department of Health itself must be settling bills on time to indicate that something like a hospital is a priority. So you ask yourself, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Mm. So before we place the burden on the city itself, what of the department to act like it is offering a priority service? Mm. Beyond that, we always know that when it comes to state departments, they're the biggest transgressors when it comes to non-payment. And not only does the city complain, but Eskom complains. And when Eskom speaks of having an unsustainable debt, it's due to municipalities that owe them so much. But now the municipalities are indicating to us that we owe Eskom so much money because we've got state departments that don't pay us, like the Rescopi's Hospital. So we really have to be very nuanced when we talk about this, that where do we lay the blame? Is it her? Is it the State Department? The State Department can come as health and say, even us as a province, we believe that we should be allocated more funds. So it's not just me as the MEC for Department of Health. And then it goes to Treasury. So who do you blame?
And in fact, the State Department, I don't know this for a fact, but they could have been playing a game of chicken because they know that they're a hospital. And if you disconnect them, you're going to face this very same backlash that she's facing now. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. So they pay for other things and be like, ah, game of chicken. let's carry on. A million's a lot, guys. A million is not one of those things where you wake up one day like, hey, we missed a bill.
Yeah.
A million is a series of bills that have not been settled.
Okay, but a million is a series of bills not settled. But how many months in electricity for a hospital that's forever running with machinery, 24/7? So what this tells me is that the department had been paying for the longest time. It's not like they're just sitting saying, no, people have a right to healthcare, so they will never cut off the electricity. In recent times, maybe they haven't been paying, but they have been paying, so they haven't been taking advantage of that. So I'm going to blame Nasipu Moya. She should know better, man. People have a right to health care, especially when there is a track record of them paying. A million, it's a lot, but it's only, I don't know how many months for a hospital it may be of a bill. It's not like they haven't been paying for 10 years.
I don't agree with you, sir.
Yes, and in fact, just to add to that, so her, as the mayor, she's also got critical services that she needs to deliver on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you not paying that million, it impedes her ability to deliver those critical services.
Mm.
So what of those people then?
And I can bring it to you like this. If you're a homeowner who is renting out your property and somebody does not pay you for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, you're not going to sit there and say, but you've only not paid me for 3 months. It's okay. You're not. Because you are sitting there and saying, you are now affecting my income, which then means I am unable to take care of this very house that you live in should anything go wrong.
Well, I mean, on that, let me just add this to kind of make the analogy more accurate.
Yeah.
If your tenant was mentally handicapped and they were ill, then you wouldn't be able to evict them.
But is this...
Because even in court, you'd go to court, they'd be like, dude, I want it now.
For me, I think this argument is far bigger than it being about mentally handicapped people. I think
it's about being a hospital.
Being a hospital,
healthcare.
Yes. Yeah. It's about that. So if you're not going to pay, we can't sit back and say, but you haven't been paying for a short period, therefore it's okay. Because what you allow once continues.
It being a hospital is really the nub of the issue. If this was a club, I wouldn't even be talking about it. We'd be like, yeah, fairly.
Therefore, I'm saying be a bit lenient, because it is a hospital that does have some track record of paying before. You can't just cut them off. And what happens if someone loses their life?
But Mina, I'm still worried that if we're now criticizing her, we're going to be the same people that are protesting outside even her private property saying she's not delivering services.
Yes.
So we need to decide, are we going to criticize her now and maybe call for her axing now because she decided to try and recoup the government's funds? Or are we going to protest later?
Mina, I'll tell you what I can criticize. Fully in Japut. She shouldn't have posted it on social media. We are no papile. You see, if you're going to disconnect, especially a hospital, fine, yeah. Maybe for leverage sake, you can disconnect them silently. And then much as except for Lungsan Leompas. The social media post, Yonem Shisil.
No.
We are Lunga.
I actually think it was a good thing to post it. I'll tell you why I think it's a good thing. Because when you actually do such a thing and you know the repercussions that will follow, it makes sense for you to be the one that actually takes ownership to say, yes, I did it. As opposed to you quietly and then somebody leaks it. That then becomes even worse.
Okay, then she must take it in the chin again.
No.
Then she must take the chin because I'm a press release, press release. Yesterday she put out a press release.
But again, where is the criticism for the department itself?
But who said? Who said the department is better?
No, but I'm saying on social media.
Yes.
Why are they not saying shame on the Department of Health for not prioritizing the bill of viscopies?
Yeah.
We're saying shame on her. For responding to their inability to pay.
They're both wrong, but her actions could lead to the death of somebody.
Guys.
So let me put it this way. If you go get your car serviced, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person that services your car doesn't do a good job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you drive your car. Then you get into an accident. Mm. Let's say maybe somebody gets injured or even somebody dies, right? Who's going to be held accountable for that? Who's going to be in a court case for culpable homicide?
It
will
be me, but I'll provide
context. Exactly. But how are breaking on?
Oh,
man. We'll get there later. Let's see what caused that. That we can get to in investigation. Right now, your actions, she didn't have to cut them off.
Yeah.
Yes, the city's wrong.
For how long?
But, hey, bro, I'm asking for how long. But, njengege. It's a hospital at the end of the day.
Hey, guys.
Now, I'm saying, fine, maybe not criticize her for that. For posting, 100%, this boot fits. I'm putting it squarely on her shoulders. And as we post it on,
we've provided context.
Papa. Pumani social media. Pumani.
Before we get to putting off, because we've got electricity issues everywhere. I myself is an electrical engineer. I know very well what's happening with the electrical infrastructure in South Africa and the issues we have. But in 94, ANC said free water, free electricity, free education, and a free other things, housing and all that stuff. Fast forward 30 years later, the free things are not maintaining. They see they can't maintain this free Mahala stuff. Now they want people to pay. But people haven't been paying for so long. I'm not now talking about essential services. I'm talking about just us general people on the ground. So I need to understand, when they decided about this free electricity and water especially, how do they think they're going to maintain the infrastructure, continue to grow the infrastructure, and also with growth, I mean expansion. How are they going to do that? Just a food for thought, I think.
They didn't think. They also had no experience of governance. It's like taking a kid and you go, when you're president, what would you do? Then the kid is 10, they go, I'll give everyone R1 million. You see, it's just because you've never done it. You don't know how it works. Mm. It's just, Jay, one of those things you say because it sounds good.
Nah.
Then you take the kid and put it in office and say, do it. Then the kid will quickly realize it's not possible.
As much as they weren't in government, I feel like it was just a blatant lie. They knew very well it's not possible because these guys were getting educated all over the world.
No, no, it's not to say it's not possible. It is possible. Some countries do it, but those countries have to be resource rich. Like Muammar Gaddafi, for example, was able to provide that for his people, but that's because the state used to derive income from all their oil.
And not waste and steal that income.
Well, we can debate that because he kept a lot of the wealth for himself. He did hoard it. But they had so much oil that it didn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ned Kemmel Park refused to treat a police officer who was shot on duty. You know, reason being they said the city of Joburg owed them about 35 million. And then it's been years. So it doesn't matter even if it's a health institution. If they don't make arrangements, I don't care. Switch them off. About email, a lesson will be learned.
I've got one question for Saul and Caesar. Do you guys think it would be okay for the city of Tshwane to switch off for NGOs like orphanages? I just want to hear what your answer on this would be.
Okay, so it's not a simple okay, not okay answer. But let me start off by saying, if you provide a service and there's an agreement that in exchange for the service you are going to pay me, if you do not pay me, the only recourse I have is to stop providing the service. If I continue to provide the service despite you not paying me, then it means I'm agreeing to you using my service for free. What compels you to pay me beyond that? Now, it's unfortunate that it gets to a point where I've got to cut off the service to a hospital, but why is the hospital not paying Nayo?
And to answer your question, if we extend that leniency to orphanages, for example, then what about indigent households that are led by Okok, Abaholin Kamkam, that can barely afford the food? Then why not extend that leniency to them? You see now...
What else now?
I remember when Life as it many happened. And I remember noticing that it was mainly our people that passed away. So I ask, is it because it's mainly our people that are there? Because I can promise you now, if it was mainly white people, we wouldn't be going through this. So we can't go around blaming everybody else. Well, let's look at ourselves and say, what are we doing? What have we done since Life is demanding to better things for those kind of institutions? I'm Antaki, sometimes useless, my own mind.
Yeah, Department of Health is definitely in the wrong. No two ways about it. But yeah, the mayor and I be funny.
On the streets and on the air, abantu baba pume ku social media, Sizo, you are very right. But also, funu kumela u doctor and say that, guys, we use the moral code when and if we want to. And unfortunately for doctor now, because she's the one in the hot seat, she's the one who has to make things happen. But in actual fact, the department is failing on Pacific Scopies, because how do you have an entire hospital running and you decide not to pay for it? Whether you didn't pay for a month, whether you didn't pay for 2 months, whether you've been paying Sol, if the agreement is that For you to have lights, you need to pay. And for lives to be saved, you need lights. So why are we not prioritizing? Why is the department not saying that we value the people? Why are we the ones so quick to say, remember, this is a business. In as much as it's people's life, it's a business. I have to collect revenue for the municipality to work. I have to collect revenue from you guys. You guys are receiving a service as a hospital. Why are you not paying the bill?
Danko.
It's obviously impact that she was trying to achieve, that if I switch over a hospital, then I'll get, you know, eyes, heads rolling and, you know, eyes wide open. But these are people's lives. You're switching off a hospital, like, even during load shedding, we don't want hospitals to be off. Nah, bad move.
I see that. I disagree with you. If the government is not paying and no one is holding them accountable, who's going to hold them? Because when the community tried to hold them accountable, they shoot at them, they arrest them when they protest. As a citizen, if we dodge SARS, we're not paying, we get arrested or our things are taken. And the example you made about the tenant that is disabled, the government is not governed by disabled people. They are very aware they can pay the bills.
Aye, mina ngitihlukana no mayor. No. Baba bosi obe sibhedlela. That's why kuba nenkinga. Imali okumele sibhadale ugesi ziyapi. Uright mayor khathela abantu. Later on nizobona upremier lase. Baba surprised, but hey, it's one of the best that's more than kunje. Ngazo le ndaba zokuthi izinto ziyafihla ngoba kuthiwa yibhedlela. Cha, uright mayor, abanye abantu abake bathola accountability. Uright mayor, cime kancane. Akayena kwezinye indawo, into ezomcisha nje i-consistency, but uright, ehlukanani naye la. Danko.
Sonke simsebenzini la madoda, sonke simsebenzini. Abacima ugesi, abacima. Akumele babhadale ugesi, ababhadale. Finish and clear. Ba-right, i-City of Tshwane idlala idonsa ngisho naleya truck leyo ethatha iy'moto, ithatha ney'moto zemilitary, ithatha zonke. Abapake kabo iyathatha basemsebenzini. We must learn to do the right thing. Unless if kunenkinga ke kumele uyikhulume before mina ngenze wami umsebenzi.
Sizwe, I can tell you for free. Like anything that includes government officials and making payments, like my guy, it's hectic. You're gonna be those guys, like, they are so selfish. They never put the ordinary people first, like, they always think of themselves. Even signing anything that has to do with and then getting payment, or they take forever. Ask people, those who are offering a service to the government, they will tell you straight to Gutinen, whenever they have to get their payment, they have to jump from hoops, jump from here to there, jump. It's exhausting. And the people from the government, they're not accountable for anything. And as a country, like, this is why we are failing as a country, because often we have our leaders and now it's usually as
you missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.